The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. This Monday, we're going to focus on Mandir and yet another Mandir. But the dynamics are different. First up, the Ayodhya title suit and the issue of the Ram Mandir, where the All India Muslim Personal Law Board is planning to file a review petition. Three out of the six litigants, part of the Muslim Paksh or the Muslim side, have decided to stay away. The other three will be propped up by the AIMPLB to go and file in a review petition with the Honorable Supreme Court, where it challenges the decision on two bases. One, they are challenging and demanding a review based on some portions or passages, observations in the judgment, claiming that the adverse judgment should be reversed and that the title of the land, especially those 0.77 acres, should be given to the Muslim Paksh. The other aspect they're going to say or question is that they did not demand the 5 acres as compensation because a large part of, or some part, some sections believe, we don't want this. Members of the AIMPLB like Asaduddin Owaisi have come on record and said this is a donation. This judgment is on faith and not on facts. And they have criticized the judgment because it's been adverse. Now, the original litigants, that is the Sunni Waqf Board and Iqbal Ansari, son of Hashim Ansari, have come out and said the judgment is done. We fought it for 70 years. We don't want to fight anymore. The court has decided, the court in its wisdom believes that this land belongs to them. Let's give it to them and let's move on. A large section of society believes, let's move on. Bahut ho gaya. Bana do ab Ram Mandir, khatam kar do. Abhi ho gaya, court ne faisla kar diya, unke liye, let's just move on as a people, as a community, as a country. But there are certain those who say that because we have the option, we need to exercise. We need to go back and show to our constituency, we exercised all legal options possible, whether it makes sense or not. My question is very, very simple. If this country is ours, isn't the responsibility also a collective? Ladies and gentlemen, the courts have come out and said that they don't want to intervene in faith and belief as far as the Ayodhya title suit is concerned, and that the Hindu Paksh has been able to show and put more claims of possession and of right to title for Ramlala Virajman compared to the Muslim Paksh. The judgment very clearly said that the Muslim side or the Sunni Waqf Board or the title holders of the mosque or those who are supposed to be running the mosque, administrative with administrative control, have never been able to prove adverse possession. This is a fight which has been going on for 491 years. The matter entered litigation first, as far as records, sometime in 1770. Then there was a suit in 1855. There was a judgment in 1856, where the suit was for the right to pray. It was not about the title, but it was about the right to worship. Then there was another litigation which was filed in 1903, where there was a Muslim litigant who complained about the fact that there was Ram Naam, Ram Jhanda, Ram Bhajan being sung or being done and bells were being rung at the Janmasthan. That's what the litigation says. Then in 1949, there was a litigation. The All India Muslim Personal Law Board itself as a body was formed in 1972. They have jumped onto this bandwagon and tried to dictate the terms as far as this legal battle is concerned, propped up by various political parties and political leaders at various points in time. But the fact of the matter is, out of the 25-30 odd leaders who are trying to sit there and project themselves as the guardians of Muslim faith and Muslims, only one perhaps has ever visited Ayodhya. Those who are writing articles claiming I will not let go of my masjid have never prayed there, have never even been there. Some people have never even stepped out of their own cities, and then they are talking about Ayodhya. This is the hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen. The court in its wisdom said, yes, an idol was placed, and when the idol was placed, the place of worship of the Muslims was desecrated. Muslims stopped praying because of that, and they were robbed of their belief or cheated of a place to worship or pray. But it also says that at no point in time have they been able to show that this was always an Eidgah or they were in complete possession of this area. They say this is, the structure itself is un-Islamic because it is not a perennial Eidgah, A. B, it has not been built on a clean parcel of land because there is a structure under it and that structure resembles a temple. Although they stop short of mentioning a specific temple, but they say it is a temple and that's why it was un-Islamic. So for those who are quoting the Sharia today, to as the basis for challenging what has been adjudged or adjudicated as per the constitution of our country are conveniently leaning on the constitution while wanting to uphold the Sharia. The formation of the All India Muslim Personal Law Board is to try and establish the rule of Sharia and the supremacy of the Sharia on a constitutionally ruled country that is India. Constitutionally governed country that is India. So the straightforward question is, for those who are thinking about filing this review petition, are these people putting the Sharia above the constitution? And if that is what they are trying to do, then ladies and gentlemen, that itself is an act against the country. That itself is an act against the interest of the country. We'll debate this at length tonight because the Hindu Paksha is also saying, "Wo review petition karenge, toh hum bhi karenge." A verdict for unity is now the root cause, or it's now becoming, is being used as an instrument to divide. And further, perhaps, where the entire country behaved and reacted very responsibly to try and unnecessarily vitiate the atmosphere. Moving on to debate number two, the other mandir, that is the Sabarimala verdict, the left comes in, jumps into A, not just Ayodhya, but also has a position as far as the Supreme Court verdict on Sabarimala is concerned, where the court on the 28th of September 2018 came out and ruled that women of all ages can enter the sanctum sanctorum of the Sabarimala temple to pray to Swami Ayyappa. The rights of the deity are not superior to the right to equality, was what was deemed, and you cannot discriminate. Did these people, did the judges at that time, despite the dissenting judge Indu Malhotra coming out and saying that the original litigants are not devotees, and we are going to open a Pandora's box by adjudicating thus, because this also spills over and has implications on other faiths, other communities and their practices. The four male members of the bench at that time ruled in favor of the right to equality and the right to pray. But the review petitions, about 65 of them, challenged this on the basis of the right to deity, because our constitution also provides, identifies the deity as an individual and gives the right for the deity to decide what should be done on his or her abode. This is the matter where the left now has come in, where the Kerala government, while saying they will implement in spirit what the court has said, is actually telling women, please don't enter. Is telling women, we are not going to give you any protection. You want to enter, you enter at your own risk. Now, suddenly, everybody is batting for the side that is faith. Because the implications and ramifications are immense. What happened on ground was something which was undesirable for the government. It also led to the erosion of the left support in Kerala, which saw the Congress party gaining a lot at the cost of the left at the Lok Sabha 2019 elections. And Pinarayi Vijayan is going to seek re-election very, very soon. And that is the reason why they don't want to err on the side of the devotees. They want the devotees and all sentiments and faith to be on their side. Why? Because if Pinarayi Vijayan facilitates the entry of women into the Sabarimala Sanctum Sanctorum for a darshan of Swami Ayyappa. When I say women, women between the age of 15 and 50. So, women menstruating age who are, as per the deity's rules, not allowed. Because the deity has taken a vow of celibacy and has requested women of this age to stay away from him so that he can preserve his vow of celibacy. That's the whole tradition. But what that will imply is that women should be allowed into Sunni mosques, which is banned in Kerala. Then there will be women who will say, we have the right to become archbishops. There will be women who will say, no, we have the right to enter agyaris, even if we have married outside the community as far as Parsis are concerned. And all of this is done in Kerala. Will Pinarayi and Vijayan be able to defend it? Will be able to do it? That's why the left has come out and said, the court has to give us clarity. The court has very clearly said, we are just forwarding the petitions to the 7-judge bench. That means the verdict of September 2018 stays. There is no stay on the verdict. The verdict stays. So this is what? Caught not just between a rock and a hard place, but between the deity and the divinity. That's what's happened with the Kerala state government is concerned. The other aspect. You have the BJP MP from Kerala, who's also the MOS in external affairs, comes out and says, those who are trying to go against the mood of the devotee and against the wish of the deity are anarchists, are urban naxals. Largely, ladies and gentlemen, last year when there were devotees who wanted to go, or people, women, between 15 and 50 wanted to go, the devotees, the political parties supporting the deities and the devotee came out and said, and tried to prove the antecedents of these people, and they all turned out to be leftists. Those who believe in the left ideology, by default, are agnostic or atheists. They do not bend towards any particular religion. So if they don't bend towards any particular religion, how are they going to pray to Swami Ayyappa and claiming to be a devotee? If you understand the reasons and the rules of the devotee that is Swami Ayyappa, will you actually go and pray, insist on going and praying at the Sanctum Sanctorum in Sabarimala? Or will you say, like many women are, lakhs of women are, that they are ready to wait? So the ready to wait group, those who claim the right to pray, the netas who are trying to usurp a movement of faith to play their own brand of politics, will all be there on the debate. I'll see you there too. Bye for now.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.